people over 65 are the most likely to vote. They're also the group that's most likely to point to government issues, like mismanaged taxpayer money, as their biggest political concern. That's according to results from a poll commissioned by Oklahoma public radio stations. But as Caroline Halter reports for Oklahoma Engaged, getting too detailed about the budget is a tricky campaign strategy.
In the basement of the Norman Senior Citizens Center, Martha Buring sits beside a table crowded with tubes of paint and unfinished ceramics.
So I take broken pieces and I put two coats or three coats on each one of them. Then I have them fired, and then I know what they look like when they're fired and if I want to use them or not.
She's 71, a former military wife who moved from Texas to Oklahoma to take care of her parents before they died. She's a Republican, and like many, she's frustrated with state government.
I'm very dissettled with our state government. I know the state is, like every state in this union, is going bankruptcy. They're close. I mean, we've had a bunch of spending people that have just kind of spent us crazy.
Republicans aren't alone in their concern about government spending. Upstairs, 72-year-old Janice Van Shiver and her husband David are playing cards with two friends. They're all Democrats.
I've got to get the score down or I'll forget it.
As the next round is being dealt, Van Shiver expresses her frustration with state spending.
I just don't think we spend our money wisely. I think they need to fund the schools more. David, have you got anything you want to say?
How much money does it cost on these special sessions for no good at all?
What constitutes wasteful spending differs from person to person. Martha Buring, from the ceramics room downstairs, for example, thinks a third special session to address medical marijuana would have been a wise use of money.
To me, that overrides the teachers. I understand the teachers needed a raise. I understand that. Find it somewhere. Period. Just find it somewhere. You can do that. And let's work on this.
And while wasteful spending and mismanagement is a recurrent theme in Oklahoma politics, regardless of party, it seems especially pronounced amongst Republicans. Several of the 10 Republican candidates for governor addressed it when responding to a question about teacher pay raises during a forum sponsored by the Oklahoman in April.
Giving more money to a government like this is like throwing more drugs at an addict.
Raising taxes, in my opinion, simply helps cover up what's going on in the agencies.
We've got to figure out where our dollars are going.
But as Gary Jones learned, digging into the specifics of the state budget can lose voters.
The Oklahoman said that I was the guy that was the best on the issues as far as the budget.
The Oklahoman also reported that Jones got too in the weeds and his answers didn't make for good sound bites. Here's Jones during that same forum.
Yes, if you look back in the last 20 years, we've lowered the income tax from 7% to 5%. Every quarter cent reduction is $160 million. Eight quarters is $1.28 billion. We lowered the gross production tax for the first 3 years from 7 to 2 because politicians got behind closed doors with their major donors and gave them a sweetheart deal. When I watched Step Up fail, and I watched where the legislature were passing raises for teachers and not funding it, and watching the crisis that we were facing, it was like seeing the train coming.
Jones says he knew his answers weren't resonating with voters. He suggested cutting spending through eliminating the office of lieutenant governor and consolidating legislative offices, but steered clear of criticizing state agencies. And he stood by the tax increases passed in March.
It was a matter of telling people the truth, not telling them what they want to hear.
I'm the first one to tell you that we can do things more efficiently in government, but not to the level that people are talking about.
In the end, Jones got just under 6% of the primary vote. Like most Republicans, Martha Buring didn't vote for Gary Jones. She was a Todd Lamb supporter. As Buring returns to testing paint colors for her ceramics, she says in order for either Mick Cornett or Kevin Stitt to win her vote, they'll need to give her more details about how they plan to manage taxpayer dollars.
If they give me a concrete thing, not just idle promises, tell me what your plan is for this state. Both of them.
This report was produced by Caroline Halter for Oklahoma Engaged, an election project by NPR member stations in Oklahoma. For more on political issues that matter to everyday Oklahomans, visit kgou.org and click the link for Oklahoma Engaged.